For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lamont Jack Pearly, and this is the African American Folklorist.
And making Juneteenth a federal holiday, all Americans can feel the power of this day and learn from our history and celebrate progress and grapple with the distance we've come, but the distance we have to travel, Jim.
That was a clip from PBS NewsHour, broadcasted earlier this summer as President Biden proclaimed June 19th, 2021 as Juneteenth Day of Observance. Juneteenth is named for the day in 1865 when Union troops arrived in Galveston Bay, Texas, announcing to over 250,000 enslaved people that they are free. This brought celebration and skepticism throughout the black community nationwide, since a large percentage of people knew nothing of the event. The same can be said about the August 8th celebration, which is specific to Kentucky and neighboring regions. Western Kentucky University Professor Emeritus John Hardin says August 8th was the celebration of emancipation in Kentucky.
According to most sources, and really there's a sort of a challenge, one source suggests that Kentucky communities recognized the abolition of slavery in the British West Indies in 1834. Another version says that Tennessee's then military governor, Andrew Johnson, freed his slaves in his jurisdiction about the 8th of August, 1864. And with all of these things in place, Western Kentucky communities used August 8th. They had picnics, pageants, church services, and they started their own sort of celebration.
Early celebrations can be traced to Allentown, Kentucky. Participants called it Homecoming Day for Black People. The celebration lasted a week, ending with a picnic on August 8th.
In the early 1900s, it shifted in terms of celebration sites to Paducah, and it became the largest 8th of August Emancipation Celebration. They had special trains that came from Hopkinsville, Louisville to Paducah.
This was a big event that costed a good penny in those days for a round-trip ticket to participate.
In each of these events, this annual sort of celebration got bigger and bigger. And at one point in 1907, some 650 tickets to go to these events were on 13 train cars for the August 8th trip. And it was becoming rather large. But in 1908, black celebrators for the 8th of August had shots fired into their railroad coaches. None were injured, but some said that this was becoming dangerous, and the whites were saying that there were what they called dissolute Negroes, with whom the local colored folk do not care to associate, and whose presence is a menace to the peace of the community, end quote. So all of this simply means is that over the years, these events, primarily in Western Kentucky, became places for celebration. But word spread about Emancipation Day all the way to Illinois. Some even came from Tennessee.
Over a century later, communities in Kentucky are still honoring August 8th. Thank you for listening. For more on the August 8th celebration, head to WKYUFM.org. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lamont Jack Pearly.